You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Recycling feels like second nature for many at this point. Toss your plastic cup in the blue bin and the rest takes care of itself. But how much of what you put in that bin actually gets recycled? And do Delawareans really know the do's and don'ts when it comes to recycling the right way? This week on The Green, University of Delaware senior and Delaware Public Media intern Jack Silverberg examines the First State's recycling and sustainability efforts and outreach aimed at educating young people and the broader public how to recycle properly.
Ooh, I don't know, but I'm not completely sure.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. It's a familiar lesson, but maybe one that hasn't quite sunk in for everyone. And the Delaware Solid Waste Authority says, to be fair, it's a little more complicated than that.
Well, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they might read something on the internet about recycling, and it just may not apply to us.
That's Sarah Kohler, the Senior Manager of Education and Outreach for the Delaware Solid Waste Authority, which has managed solid waste in Delaware since 1975.
Over time, you know, there was a time when we were separating our material into different categories. You know, you had a bag for plastic, a bag for paper. You know, that's long gone.
For the average Delawarean, recycling may be now as simple as putting recyclable items into the recycling bin and bringing it to the end of the driveway. And while the switch to single stream in Delaware in December 2010 encouraged consumers to recycle more, it isn't without its own set of complications once your recyclables are collected.
Sorting. So, a lot. I would say probably up to 12 hours a day. They have various shifts in the materials recovery facility where all the actual sorting is happening. And so it's an all-day process. And then they do take time in the evenings a lot to, you know, maintenance and whatever else might be needed on machinery.
That's right. What goes into your recycling bin still needs to be sorted. And during that process, a fair amount doesn't actually get recycled for one reason or another. According to an annual report from the Delaware Solid Waste Authority, 475,000 tons of recyclables were diverted in 2022 alone. But this is still only 37% of the total amount processed. The remaining 800,000 tons heads to landfills. And while the amount of yearly diverted recyclables have been mostly consistent according to DSWA reports, there is still room for improvement by reducing the number of contaminants in the sorting process.
We spend a lot of time talking to people about, you know, not bagging their recycling, not putting any plastic bags into their bins, because once they get to that sorting facility, they can wreak havoc. They can jam machines. That causes shutdowns and, you know, delays the sorting of things.
Kohler says getting people to understand that and dispelling other recycling misconceptions is a major goal for the DSWA.
We focus a lot on educating children. We've got a landfill activity, we've got recycling activities, so they can better understand how waste is taken care of in our state. Our kind of philosophy is that it starts with the kids. They take it home and they, I can speak from experience, pressure their parents into, you know, learning how to recycle right and do you know, what's best for them. And just trying to make sure everyone's on the same page about what can and cannot be recycled.
But young children aren't the only ones being educated. According to the University of Delaware's Director of Sustainability, Jeffrey Summerhays, UD has also been integrating new outreach and sustainability efforts.
We just started a new program this last football season called Draft Cups, where it's basically reusable, refillable cups.
This, along with the university's reusable to-go containers in the dining halls, allows students to be more mindful of their recycling habits and be their own advocates for a more eco-friendly campus.
But the nice thing about it is we know exactly how much water we're not using to wash dishes or to make disposable plastic. Just off the top of my head, we have, you know, over 60,000 gallons of water saved. We have tens of thousands of carbon dioxide equivalents that we haven't produced or basically caused to be produced because of the use of single-use plastics.
While those efforts make a difference, do they translate into recycling-savvy students, especially when it comes to items they use on a regular basis, like coffee cups and pizza boxes? I decided to hit the streets around campus to find out by quizzing some UD students about their recycling knowledge.
What are some things you guys think are recyclable?
I would say probably plastic cups, glass bottles, cardboard,
I think any like paper products, like cardboard boxes, stuff like that.
So you said cardboard is recycling, right? What about pizza boxes? What do you think?
I've heard that pizza boxes are only recyclable if they don't have any grease on it, but I'm not entirely sure that's true.
Yeah, so they actually aren't, because anything that's food tainted will make mold and will be completely unusable for the recycling. So what about coffee cups? What do you think?
I would say yes. Maybe it depends on what they're made of. I guess I'm thinking styrofoam cups. To me, those are probably recyclable.
Because of the layers of temperature-retaining plastics in them, they're actually not recyclable.
While the students I talked to seemed somewhat unsure about what is and isn't recyclable around campus, DSWA's Sarah Kohler is confident they can change that.
We just want people to seek our information and to know what we're doing here in the First State, so that you're not just thinking that we're doing this for nothing, because it is important, and so that we can do our best to have a clean, beautiful Delaware going forward.
For Delaware Public Media, I'm Jack Silverberg.
Thanks to UD Senior and Delaware Public Media intern Jack Silverberg for that reporting. Up next, we take a look at how Goldie Beacom College is teaching students to use artificial intelligence responsibly, earning a National Innovation Award for its work in ethical AI research. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.